Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Giants fans, and welcome to your Valentine's Views podcast for Wednesday, January 25th. Please remember to subscribe to Big Blue View Radio on all of your favorite podcast applications. Check out the Chris and Nick show, as well as the work that I do here on the Valentine's Views podcast. All right, Giants fans, General Manager Joe Shane and Head Coach Brian Daboll held their season-ending press conference on Monday following the end of the Giants season Saturday, their divisional round loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. Shane and Daboll talked about a number of things. Joe Shane discussed the free agencies of quarterback Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley, made it clear that he wants both players back, but that if push comes to shove, it also seemed obvious in listening to what Shane said that that Daniel Jones would be the priority. Another thing that Shane talked about was the fact that when it comes to free agency, that the Giants would prefer in-house candidates. They would like to take care of as many of their 18 unrestricted free agents. They're going to sit down. They're going to figure out which guys they want to keep. They'd like to keep as many of those guys as you know that as they identify as players they'd like to go forward with. They'd like to take care of them before we get to the free agency period later in the spring. Shane was also asked about the rookie class and had some interesting things to say regarding the ups and downs of the 11 players that he drafted in his first draft class as a general manager. And he was also asked if there was a talent gap between the Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles and perhaps some of the other top teams in the NFC. And he admitted that there was, had some interesting things to say about that and about how the Giants would go about addressing that. What I'm going to do for you right now is I'm going to play a few minutes of the audio from that press conference. You'll hear Joe Shane and Brian Daboll talk about all of the topics that I previously mentioned and perhaps a couple of other things as well.
We'd like Daniel to be here. Again, he said it yesterday. There's a business side to it, but we feel like Daniel played well this season. He's done everything that we asked him to do, and you know, again, there's a business side to it. We haven't went down that road yet. You know, we still got to have our meetings with our staff late in the week, and we'll devise an off-season plan. But we haven't had those meetings yet, but we would like to have Daniel Jones back.
Joe, having said that, when did you know? I mean, you and Dave came in and had to do your due diligence and see what you had in Daniel and everybody else. When did you make the decision, both of you guys, this guy's our guy to move forward with?
Yeah, I don't know if there was necessarily an aha moment or anything like that. We've just continued to evaluate him throughout the season and, you know, what the coaches were asking him to do. And, you know, he was executing the game plans. And Dave's and I communicate on a daily basis, you know, not just Dave's and I, but the offensive staff and what they're asking him to do. And he continued to prove out throughout the season. So I don't know the exact date or time when we're like, Daniel's our guy, but we're pleased with how we played this season.
Joe, obviously your other big contract is Saquon. Is that somebody also you would like to keep? And is the franchise tag a possibility with you?
Yeah, this is a special team. To me, it was my first year. We'd like to have all the guys back. I really would. But there's a business side to it. And, you know, there's rules that you need to operate under in terms of the salary cap. And, you know, he's a good player. He's a great teammate. You know, I love getting to know him this season. And, you know, he's a guy we would like to have back. It's just, again, we haven't had, you know, our end-of-season meetings yet. We're less than 48 hours after that game. So everybody's going to step back, take the emotion out of it, evaluate the roster, and then again, we got to operate under a salary cap. How are you going to divvy up? How we're going to create the roster? What are the priority positions and how we're going to move forward? But we would like to have Saquon back if it works out.
When you say you want Daniel back, ideally, would you like that to be a long term deal or a multi-year deal?
Yeah, we're going to get into all that. Again, it takes two. Both sides got to have those conversations. We haven't crossed that bridge yet. So there's tools at our disposal. Again, we'll go through several scenarios. It's kind of like I mentioned it last year, and maybe it was at the combine, but the if-then scenarios, you got to go through all those because you don't know, how things are going to fall because it's negotiating. This is why you love the draft. You turn in the card, they're yours. You know what the contract structure is, the years. This is where there's two parties involved, and, it's going to be time-consuming, but, we'll get together as a staff. We'll talk through the different options and, have those discussions when it's appropriate.
With Saquon, how do you view running back positional value versus he's also, other than Daniel, your best playmaker?
Listen, Saquon's done everything we've asked him to do, and he's a good football player. Again, the positional value, we'll get into, how we want to build this team and allocate our resources, and that's what it comes down to. So, again, he's a good football player. He was durable for this year. He played well, and, again, he's a guy that we'd like to have back.
Ron, I have a couple of you. Joe just said we may not have been the most talented, but we were a team, right? Do you now look ahead after your first year and think, okay, now we are one of the more talented teams. We could do a lot more with this.
You know me; I take it day by day. I think it's year by year. Every team is different. Just because you won one year doesn't guarantee you anything the next year relative to. What players you have, what players you don't have. I mean, you take a look at the 2000 and last year's playoffs, I think seven of them didn't make the playoffs the following year. The two top seeds had losing records. So I think what our goal will always be just get better each day, try to put the best team we can together, work at it each day, not to get too far ahead of ourselves. I appreciate, like Joe said, all the people that had a hand in this year, obviously didn't end up where we wanted to end up, but it took a lot of work. It took a lot of energy. It took a lot of people in all areas of our building. So that's, off season starts, it started the day after, we lost, unfortunately, but that's where we're at and do the best job we can of building up our team the best way we can, our organization, and then going out there and taking it day by day.
Joe said that he wants Daniel back. Obviously, you guys have talked about this a lot. Why do you want Daniel back, and why do you think he can take this team, get another trophy with this, if you do think he can?
Yeah, I've said it all year. He's done everything that we've asked him to do as an offensive staff, and he's done a really good job with operating and executing our offense. I think he's made strides in a lot of different areas. Certainly, we can all make strides and more, but he's been a good leader for us. He's played the quarterback position well for us, and happy we had him.
Joe, on Saquon, when you try to determine his financial value, how much do you factor in character and contribution to culture as opposed to talent when it comes to that evaluation?
Yeah, I mean if that wasn't important, we probably wouldn't be approaching him. So that's kind of a starter for us. If you're a good teammate, you're a culture fit for how we want to do things. That's where we go to those players, but then we don't factor in it. When you're making comps, it's hard to put a value on that. I mean, that's important, but you can look at how many yards, touchdowns, Pro Bowls, games played, games missed. Those are more, markers that we can establish value on, but we wouldn't approach him or look to sign a guy if they didn't fit our culture, if we didn't think so.
How close were you with him? Did you consider you guys close when you guys had the discussions,
conversations, and it just, we were off on the value, and again, we said we would circle back up at the end of the season and continue those conversations, but that time of year we weren't really that close, I didn't think.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you make of your rookie class, your first draft, and just your entire rookie class? What do you think about it? And I mean, was it what you wanted it to be?
Yeah, I mean, I like the guys we brought in. I think, you know, there's some ups and downs, which you're always going to have with rookie classes. You know, I think Kayvon, you know, he got injured in that Cincinnati game in the preseason and then, you know, kind of got healthy throughout the season and hit his stride. Evan, same deal, had some ups and downs and, you know, battled through injury. You know, Wandell was, you know, really coming along. He had, you know, over 100 yards through three quarters in the Detroit game. So, you know, he'd have been a big time contributor, you know, especially down the stretch if he'd have stayed healthy. So, again, a lot of contributions without going through, you know, Flott made some big plays, made a big play in the Minnesota game. You know, has a high ceiling. We're excited about him. Azudu started some games, and then got injured. I guess, you know, when these guys get healthy, you know, again, next year, I think, again, that's going to provide depth, and some of those guys are going to compete for starting spots. You know, Bellinger, we thought, you know, had a really good season. Again, he got injured. I think they all got injured except McFadden at some point, unfortunately. But Dane Belton, same deal. I mean, when he was out there, he played well, had two interceptions for us. You know, DJ Davidson, unfortunately, had an ACL in London, but was a contributor in a rotational role. Beavers in the preseason, you know, he was competing to start at Mike. Excited to see him when he comes back. And then Marcus McKeithen was having a really good camp for us before tearing his ACL. So when healthy, I think there's going to be some really good contributors out of the class as far. And then some other guys that will be really good depth players for us. But smart, tough, dependable players that we're happy we have.
Joe, do you have that cap space now that you are a little bit more financially healthier, significantly more financially healthy than you were last year? Do you plan on being aggressive in the free agent market? Is that somewhere where you're going to now look to really infuse this roster with talent that way?
Yeah, again, it's going to, based on our own, I mean, we got some guys that are good players that are currently UFAs that we need to, you know, again, these are known commodities in-house that we know intimately from being with them for a year. And, you know, we'll see who we want to bring back throughout these meetings and, you know, what their market value is going to be based on our analysis. And, you know, again, if we can bring some of our own back, we will. Mixed with guys outside the building, we'll look at that. But, you know, ideally to me, the known commodities that are good football players that you know, that's going to be our priority first. And then we'll look outside the building if we need to supplement the roster.
You called the loss to the Eagles a crash landing. How do you balance the success of the regular season with the disappointment of that playoff game in evaluating the entire season?
I think you just take a step back. You give the coaches some time to evaluate the players, and then we'll have time to evaluate the things that we've done, whether that's scheme, personnel, decisions. You just take a step back. You know, unfortunately, I've been involved in 8 playoff losses, so 24 wins, and each year is different. Each year is a different year. You know, it's different than it was, you know, 30 years ago. Each year is, you come in here, you know, in April 17th for the off-season program, and when you ask the new guys to stand up, it would be dang near half the room. So, you know, what we've tried to build is our foundation, how we meet, how we practice, how we prepare, how we travel, our mindset going into games. And you have, you know, guys that have been on the roster or on the roster that are coming back that can help facilitate that with the new players that are coming in, because every year is a new year. The team we had this year, it'll be different next year, and that's just the NFL. So how you build the chemistry with the team is important. It starts, you know, it starts in April. So it's a, you know, you're glad you have some of the players that you're going to have coming back, but certainly you're going to have a lot of new players, whether that's draft picks, free agent, different guys, and, you know, everybody's got to, you know, come together again and start building, you know, the team for the next season.
Do you anticipate any changes to your coaching staff, and kind of part two to that, have you have to at least prepare for the potential of replacing a coordinator if they, you know, if they get a head job?
Yeah, like I've said all season, I have a lot of confidence in our guys. They've done a great job, and women on our staff. You know, when you have these interviews that come up, and I've been part of them the last 3 seasons, you always have to have a plan because you never know what's going to happen. If Wink gets a job, if Kaka gets a job, so then you have to go through the whole process. The good thing about, you know, being here for the second year is you have a lot of people in place that, again, go back to what I said about the players, kind of know how we do things. So as I'm sitting up there with LY and going through calendars and OTA practices and when the off season starts and self-scout and, you know, we do a lot of things. Last year was the first time we all did it together. This will be the second time, so a little bit more smooth.
Joe, do you think there's a big gap between the Giants and the two teams that remain standing in the NFC?
I know Philly more intimately, and yeah, I would say yes. Yeah, there's a talent gap there that we need to close, and that's, to me, it's the NFC East. I mean, we're 1-5-1 against the NFC East, and if you win the division, the rest takes care of itself. So that's always going to be a goal of ours, to close that gap and, you know, be NFC East champs. So that's the goal, and that's what we're going to work towards.
Joe, you had a lot of restrictions on you when you came in last year financially, you know, with the team. You were putting together a staff. Things are a little more stable now going into this. How much have you been looking forward to this offseason and really getting your hands on this roster and doing it the way you wanted to do it?
Yeah, I didn't want the season, Dan. I'll tell you that. So, yeah, I think Dave saying a crash landing. That's right. I mean, still driving in this morning, it still hurts. But you just have more flexibility. There were times in season where there were maybe some veteran players that we wanted to sign that would have helped us, and we weren't able to do it. You know, that part stinks throughout the season because we could have helped the roster, but just didn't have the flexibility. So yeah, it's definitely to have financial flexibility, 9 draft picks, to be able to, you know, devise a plan where you have a little bit more flexibility and resources. I'm definitely more excited. I'm definitely excited about that.
The gap that exists between you and the Eagles and the other Super Bowl contenders, given your roster and cap situation, do you think it's possible to close that gap in 1 year, or is it likely to take longer than that?
We're going to try to do the best we can. We're always going to try to be a better, you know, roster, players, whatever it may be, resources around here, whatever it is, anything that we can do that's best interest of the franchise and is going to make us better, we're going to do. Can't put a time frame on that, but, you know, we're going to be relentless in the pursuit of, you know, building a championship team here.
And that's our show for today, Giants fans. Thank you, as always, for listening. Please remember to stay safe out there, take care of each other, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.